with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
After a couple of weeks off, we are back. I missed you so much, Herbs.
I know. My phone didn't stop ringing. I had to put it on Do Not Disturb. I was so sick of you.
I know. I kept FaceTiming you at 3 in the morning. Wasn't that weird, was it?
It was a little bit weird. I'll tell you what was weird, though.
You're the one that answered.
Is now that we're back and our hard-hitting content is to do with coronavirus and farts.
Yeah, it was a lesson in journalism. You know what? That was my favourite break of the show, though.
You reckon?
No, probably not.
I probably said stuff I shouldn't say.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you said that. Because this was earlier on in the show. You know what? Should we make people stick around and put it towards the end, or should we put it up next? I reckon we should put people out of their misery because what you dropped.
Put it up next.
What you dropped is. We learned. I feel like we learned a lot about you in that one break than we have the whole time that you've been on the show.
This is true. Look, we did touch on other things other than farts, and that is, what's your party tricks? Plus, have your dreams been weird? We've both been having odd dreams in our break.
Yeah, plus you've met a special somebody. There's a new love in your life as well, which you revealed to us.
Yes, don't be jealous. That's why I was receiving the phone calls.
Yeah, on repeat, 300 missed calls at 3 a.m. on FaceTime because I found out you have a new love. You'll find out that plus so much more in the catch-up, guys. Thank you for downloading and enjoying.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We are going to solve the huge question right now, Herbie, that everyone in the world wants to know. Journalism at its absolute finest. Can you catch the coronavirus from farting?
See, it's a good question. It is a good question. Because you want to know the answer. You want to be sure that you know everything when it comes to corona and what you've got to be worried about and what you can go, okay, I'm fine with that.
Now, I'm going to kick it off by saying I do have an answer. It is from an official doctor and person that knows what they're talking about. They are an expert in all things coronavirus. Before I reveal the answer, what are your thoughts, Herbs? Do you reckon you can? If I drop old Smokey off the chain in front of you right now, you reckon you're going to be catching it? And I have it, by the way. Can you catch it?
See, I think if we could, it would be a huge, huge news announcement that we would have heard about already. So I'm going to say no. But also, I have found, and dare I say this right now, I've been a little gassy over the last couple of weeks. So I don't know if that's got anything to do with anything at the moment.
Wow. I didn't think... I didn't expect that to come out your mouth during this talk break, but thanks for sharing, Herbs. What else is going on in your life? Well, I will...
You know when you say something and then in your head you go, why did I say that?
Usually you say that sort of stuff during the songs, but you know what? I'm so glad you said it on the radio, and I really hope you don't have coronavirus because you can, in fact, catch it from farting.
Gosh, luckily my housemates are inside and didn't hear that because they will not be happy with me at the moment.
Okay, I've got some advice for people like you. So they are saying they found fragments of the disease inside people's feces without going into too much details. Basically, coronavirus can travel in your number twos. So Dr. Norman Swan, he was on the CoronaCast podcast and he revealed what to do if you do have coronavirus and you need to fart.
Don't fart close to other people and that you don't fart with your bottom bare.
This is excellent advice from Dr. Swan.
No bare bottom farting.
That's it, guys. If you've got coronavirus, do not do any bare bottom. Yeah, imagine being with your missus and wanting to play Dutch ovens. Ah, I can't. I've got corona.
Isn't it if you do bare bottom, isn't that when you can risk giving someone pink eye?
Oh, Herbs, man, you've come back real loose this morning, haven't you?
No, but isn't like I thought that was.
You know what? I don't know, Herbie, but why don't you experiment and tell us? Why don't you report this time tomorrow and let us know how you went?
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We are seeing on social media a lot of what people are getting up to through isolation. And something popped up over the weekend that caught my attention because I follow Keira Knightley. You might remember she was in Bend It Like Beckham, the Pirates of the Caribbean, pretty famous actress. And she took to Instagram to show that a special talent of hers. So Red Nose Day USA actually posted her video. And it's for part of the Hope From Home campaign. So people are hashtagging Hope From Home. And you can get an insight into, hey, let's bring some hope from their homes. And her one, I watched it and thought, what's going on here? I was so baffled, but also intrigued. So this is Keira Knightley's party trick.
So I'm going to play my teeth, which is my one and only party trick. Here's Yesterday by the Beatles. Thank you very much for watching.
Wow! That is unbelievable!
This is a song she was playing, if you couldn't put it together. All my troubles seem
so far. One of the greatest songs of all time. I bet when Sir Paul McCartney wrote that, he didn't think that one day Keira Knightley would be playing that with her teeth.
Her teeth. And it's so odd to see. She sort of uses her fingernails to click against her teeth, but I've tried doing it.
Oh, here we go.
It doesn't make the same noise. So she really can play music with her teeth.
Let me try. This is like me flicking it, but that would...
Yeah. It's similar, but not the same. Hers is very loud. So it is a party trick that I am, dare I say it, envious of, because it's useless. It's useless. You never need it. And that's what I think is great about party tricks. They normally are useless. You can only bring them out when you're trying to show off, but they're actually not going to help you in life.
Well, Herbs, there is one that I've been very famous for. And in fact, I put it in isolation over the last couple of weeks when we've been off. I had a lot of time to spend on TikTok. So I actually put this party trick on TikTok. I tried to make it trend, but it didn't take off.
Didn't get viral, did it, buddy?
No, so I can blow bubbles. I've spoken about it a few times on the show before. I can form spit bubbles on the end of my tongue and blow them off.
Yum.
You and I have been on a road trip before, and I've tried to blow the spit bubbles onto your leg. That didn't go down too well. But what I thought would be creative on TikTok and try and take off is I put a video of me blowing lots of bubbles off my tongue to the song Bubble Butt.
Yes, it
didn't.
Good one.
It didn't take off, but I did put
shock.
I have just put that video right now on the Hit GV Instagram story. So if you want to see me doing bubble butt with bubbles,
my party trick,
have a look right there, right now.
See, my only thing I can do that I know a lot of people can't do is I get my tongue and can flip my top lip, and it goes. So you know how people normally use their finger and they do the side of their mouth. Yeah. I just use my tongue.
Oh, that is amazing.
We're asking for your party tricks this morning, GV. We've shared ours. You can check them out at our Hit Instagram, at Hit GV. You can blow bubbles with your tongue, and I can make a noise with my tongue.
Go on, make the noise one more time. Goulburn Valley, do yourself a favour and go to the Hit GV Instagram page. Get to that story. Give us a follow while you're there, because I tell you right now, you're not going to be disappointed. We may have been gone for 2 weeks, but we've come back with an absolute bang.
Hard-hitting content right now.
We are taking your calls on 13, 12, 16. What is your party trick? Josh is in Maroochydore. What's yours, mate?
Mate, mine is literally just magic tricks. I'm not the most confident of dudes, so for magic tricks, literally brings girls to me.
Do you know what? I reckon I wouldn't mind seeing a magic trick. If I was out and they were struggling with conversation, if you whipped out the cards, boom, I reckon we could be on.
Mine, well, I've literally got a magic coin that I use on nights out, so I can put it in my hand and then disappear, and it's got a double-sided tape. It's hard to explain, but girls get blown away by it. Works amazingly.
How magic has this coin been? What's the success rate?
I would say at least sort of 80-90% girls will come over and it gets me in. It at least gets my foot in the door.
The Goulburn Valley is a very small place, Josh. I would love any girls that have been hit up by Josh and his magic coin magic trick. 13, 12, 16, he gives a call if they've come across him.
Second, you got call out and be like, who knows Josh, this dude with the coin trick? You'll probably get some calls back.
I don't know.
And no, I'm not a creep. I'm actually a good guy. It's just I need help.
Herbie, I was going to say, I don't know whether I'm impressed or creeped out. Josh, I'm going to go with the latter. Thanks for your call, mate.
No worries.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of things that people are finding frustrating at the moment. People are getting annoyed at more easily. And for me, I'm trying to stay positive and put those things aside. But there is one thing that has really, it's got me worked up. And I've been reading a lot about it over our break, and I just simply don't understand it. And I think a lot of people will be on board with me that this is not okay. It is stupid. It is silly. And it needs to stop, like right here, right now. It's people who are calling their kids after coronavirus.
What do you mean? So if you've just had a kid, or if you've just given birth, it'd be like, you know what, corona's in the world at the moment. Let's call it corona.
Literally. So there's been some cases. I can let you know now because I've been looking into this. This is how annoyed I am with it. There was twins born. One was COVID. One was Corona. We laugh about it, but that's the thing. We're going to laugh at this poor kid their whole life.
Yeah, but what if the kid likes the name? What if it wakes up and goes, you know what, COVID, no. Not a bad, unique name here. Some people might like it.
Yeah, but then you ask why. Well, there's a pandemic. Tons of people lost their lives. Tons of people are fighting this disease, and we're calling kids after it. It's stupid. There was a Filipino mum. This is no word of a lie. She's obviously just opened the newspaper and gone, well, this has happened in 2020, and I'm going to call my son this. COVID Bryant.
Oh, after the disease and Kobe.
And Kobe Bryant. Her son is named COVID Bryant.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, but now for the rest of her life, she'll remember this moment in time where they were two of the big stories.
Yeah, but you'll remember it without having to name your kid that. If you can't remember when there was the first pandemic in years, then my golly, you were doing something wrong. It needs to stop. It is silly. If you were named COVID Bryant, well, how would you feel?
Kind of, well, I wouldn't mind it because it kind of sounds like Kobe Bryant. COVID Bryant, how you going? No, I don't mind it at all. What about Pandemic? That's not a bad first name. What's my last
Pandemic.
Name?
Pandemic?
Pandemic Sharla. Here he is, little junior. How you going, mate?
Pandemic. That's the worst thing that can happen in our modern day society.
On their birth certificate.
You want to call your kid that.
Pandemic, right? Hear me out. For sure, it's a daughter. It's a girl's name, by the way. Demi, like Demi Moore. Pandemic.
Just go with Demi then.
Yeah,
go with Demi. Don't be silly. This is what people are doing wrong this day and age.
They think
I can't call my kid John because there's been so many Johns. No, you can call your kid John. You can't call your kid Table.
Hey,
that's the difference.
If there's anyone out there that's pregnant, about to give birth at the moment, feel free to take Pandemic Demi for short. I love it. Well, what's Demi short for?
Demi.
It's short for something. That can't just be...
Demi Lovato is just Demi.
Nah, she's Pandemic Lovato.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I wanted to get into a story this morning about some criminals over in America. Now, you don't normally want to talk about criminals in a positive way, but reading this story, I'm a little confused to think if maybe they're a bit dumb or if they're actually smart or if this is a way of the future with everything going on at the moment.
Right.
So what's happened is a couple of men, they went to rob a store named Cellular Connection Gift and Variety Store. So it just sort of looks like, it does look like a $2 store.
Cellular. So what is it, like a phone shop or something like
it's
that?
It's got phones, but then it's got variety. Yeah.
Right.
So maybe some phone cases.
So it sounds like a drug front, clearly.
A little bit, yeah. And so they went into the store and they've gone, okay, we want all the money. Which is the usual. You see it on TV. That's what most people are going in for. But this is where I get confused because an interview happened with the owner of the store after all this went down. And she said that upon entering the establishment, the two men told everyone in the store to put their face masks on so that they wouldn't get corona.
What?
And there was one person who didn't have a face mask. So they offered a face mask. To the person in the store.
Hang on. So they're more conscious, right? Their morals are telling them that to hand everyone a mask because they're worried about spreading corona, yet they've got no morals in stealing and robbing the place.
Exactly. Exactly.
What is our world coming to?
Like, is that what everyone's going to have to do these days if you're jumping into the world of crime? Do you have to carry face masks on you?
Say if you're robbing a store, if you're about to rob a bank or you're about to steal something or do a crime, I don't think corona should be at the forefront of your mind.
No. I mean, it's good that it is because you want it to be at everyone's front of mind, but I don't know. I mean, I'm no person who commits crime, so
no.
I'm not too sure.
I mean,
but I can tell you they got away with it. They still haven't been arrested.
Theft is a big thing here in the GV. So if there is anyone up early this morning thinking about robbing someone, do us a favour, keep 1.5 metres away and wear face masks. And if you are planning, please hand them out.
Safety first, please, people.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We're only a new show. We're still getting to know each other and to learn things about each other. And one thing that you first learnt about me, you weren't shy of letting the Goulburn Valley know.
Well, this is the thing. Everyone knows how much I love this one thing. And when I found out that you hate dogs, that first week, Herbs, we had an absolute field day on air, didn't we?
Now, you did. You basically bullied me on air because I don't like dogs.
What?
And I need to correct you. I don't hate them. I just don't have the passion for them as you do.
Well, we even had your dad on because you do have a, or your dad has a dog, Hazel, which you bought for him. And this is what he revealed to us.
It's funny because she actually got the dog for me, but from the moment we got it, she said she hated it.
Clearly, you hate the dog. Even your dad said so.
Look, we have had our troubles, Hazel and I. She's a chock lab. She's just turned one. In the past, when I was back home, she's chewed a lot of my stuff. She chewed a wallet, a Coach wallet, which was a gift to me. It was around $400. She chewed that. She chewed my Birkenstocks. It's just, I don't put her high on my priority list, or yep. I didn't.
Hazel's not getting a Christmas card from you, isn't that right?
No. And everyone in my family calls her our, like, my sister. She's not my sister. She's
no,
the dog.
No, she's not. She's a dog. A dog is just as important member of the family than any sibling. You know what? People speak back and give you smack talk. Dogs don't. You know what? I hold dogs higher than humans.
That's a big call.
I honestly genuinely do.
And look, over the last 2 weeks, I was back home with my family and with Hazel, and I did get to walk Hazel a lot. I think she's lost some weight because of how much I've walked her. She's probably glad I've gone, actually, that she can actually rest for a little bit. She did eat another item that I owned, one of my AirPods.
Oh, they're expensive.
Yep, she chewed that up. So fair to say, Hazel and I, we weren't getting along well, but I do have some big news for you that I think you'll be very happy about. I love my sister. I love Hazel.
What happened? I'm confused.
I don't know what it is. She just loves me the most. I got so much attention from her. She'd sit on the couch with me. She chose me over my brothers. We bonded, and I love her.
So you're a normal human being again.
I love dogs.
Good. How does it feel?
It feels good. I mean, I don't think I'll be buying one for myself anytime soon, but I love Hazel. It's a step in the right direction.
I don't understand how you can go from hating to loving something. This is what I'm saying, Herbs. You can't prejudice something before you kind of spend that time. You just hated Hazel because it chewed a couple of things. That's all part
of
the process. That's the process, man. You love them no matter what.
Do you know what it is? It's isolation. It's doing crazy things to a lot of people, and now I'm a dog lover. So.
Oh, well, you know what, Herbs? I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you. Maybe we should get a show dog.
I wish. Oh, yeah, that would be fun. I wish Hazel could do the show with me. It'd be better than you.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Something happened to me during our time off. You and I did have a bit of time either side of Easter off. It's our first show back in a while. And what I did in isolation is what most people are doing. That's get out and get some exercise, Herbs. And I love the gym, you know that. I haven't done much cardio for a long time, aka going for a run. But my cousin Blake, he obviously lives with my family. And so Blake, he goes, mate, there's two of us, let's go for a run. And I thought, you know what? I need to get out and do it.
You know my feeling and my thoughts on people running together. It shouldn't be a thing.
Well,
it's a crime.
Him and I, well, we didn't really run together, let's be honest, because he's a professional athlete, my cousin. So he ran off ahead. The aim was to do 5Ks. We got 2Ks in. I was like, all right, it's time for me to go home. So I split off from my cousin Blake. And there's this massive hill right near my parents' house, and we call it Heartbreak Hill. So I thought, you know what? I've done 2Ks, but I'm going to tackle Heartbreak Hill so it feels like I've done something, with myself. So I sprint.
Hill sprints are good.
Yeah, it was brutal. I get to the top, and I've been running up this hill since I was a kid. So I've done it before. I know what Heartbreak Hill brings to me. And at the top was this a couple of ladies also on their little exercise for the day. There was a lady about my mum's age, so early 50s, and there was another lady who looked like her mum, so probably early 70s, maybe, let's say.
Yeah.
Anyway, one took the footpath, the other went around and onto the road. And so for me to get past these two ladies, I had to run all the way around, basically in the middle of the road to avoid them. And then I ran into my parents' house. And because I haven't been for a run for a while, I thought I should go for a cool down.
Which is fair.
Otherwise, I would have passed out on Mum and Dad's couch and I would have had sore muscles. Anyway, as I go for my cool down, the ladies had walked back past me and they're about 5 metres ahead of me at this stage. And the older lady turns around and she just started abusing me. And I thought it was a joke. So she turns around and she goes, "It's young people like you that are spreading corona." I was like, oh, here we go. And I genuinely thought like she was having a laugh. So I was like, good on you, love. Hope you're having a good day. She goes, yeah. No, seriously, when you ran past me, you didn't stay 1.5 meters away.
See?
I was like, come on, man. It was, first of all, if I'd like brushed shoulders with her or something, Herbs, I would have been like, you know what, fair enough, love. But I reckon I was at least 2 meters. And so I was like, I almost, you know, my other side, I almost went it. But I was like, you know what, everyone's a bit stressed at the moment. Take the good approach here. So I took a deep breath. I said, you know what, love? Look outside. You're going for a walk. I'm having a walk. Life's good. The world. And she turns around. She goes, no, it's not. Life's not good. Life's terrible. Look at the world.
I said, jeepers.
And then I was like, no, you know what, love? And she goes, don't love me. And I was like, whoa, we're on here. And I was like, no, you know what, love? Take a deep breath. The world's a beautiful place. I know it's not great at the moment, but look around. The birds are chirping. The sun's shining. Let's all just lighten up a little bit. And she just huff and puffed and ran off. Her daughter didn't say a word.
And see, you didn't do anything wrong in my books. It's not like you ran up, hugged her, ran up and spat on her, or ran up and shook your sweat all over her. You simply went past her, and I went for so many walks over my break, and you can see people were worried about it. They would hold their arm out, and so you'd have to walk around their arm, which I think is fine. But guys, you've got to relax. Everyone is already heightened with their stress levels and they're anxious. We just need to remember that you can walk past each other, just don't start hanging out together.
Yeah, calm down, guys. If you're doing the right thing, you don't have to abuse people. I felt not sorry for myself, but I was like, that was weird. I told my parents, they told a few friends, and I was messaging a friend of mine who's actually a nurse, and I know your mum, Herbie's a nurse as well, and you see in the news that they're getting you're hearing about nurses getting abused, which is absolutely crazy in my
eyes. Even people working at supermarkets.
She said she's getting abused at the hospital that much from people that are coming in, that she's now not wearing her scrubs into work anymore. She's wearing normal clothes like she's a patient, going to the bathroom, then getting changed. So everyone, you need to lighten up a bit and leave each other alone.
Calm down and look for the positives at the moment. Stop hanging on to the negatives and holding on to them. And don't abuse people.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it.
Should we take in a deep breath? You ready? Everyone, let's do this one together. And that lady, if you're listening right now, with me. Yeah, that was
better.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
We want to jump into the world of dreams first, because you and I, we caught up yesterday. Obviously, we've had our break, and so we thought we'd better see what we've both been up to over the last 2 weeks and plan the show. And one thing that you and I both discussed is that over our break, we were both having weird and strange dreams.
About each other.
No, we weren't. Well, at least I wasn't.
No, I'm safe to say none of the vivid, memorable, was that, how do you say that word?
Memorable.
That's the one, man. I forgot how to talk while I was away as well. Nothing new there. Unfortunately, you didn't make any of mine from memory.
Ah, bugger. So you weren't in mine either. But what I have known is that my dreams, they seem so real. Like every morning I wake up and I can remember them. And normally I don't really remember dreams. I know we all have them, but you've got to be in that certain sleep mode, whatever it is, that you can remember the dreams. And I seem to be remembering all of them. Like this last night, I got ice cream on the way home from my friend dropping me off somewhere. And I know it's boring when you hear dreams, but then my mum was stumbling next to me coming from a pub somewhere.
What?
Like it was just, but I remember it, and I normally never would.
I had a dream. It was last week. I haven't even told her here. She's just walked in the building. It's Courtney in sales. I was at Courtney's house, and I was shirtless, of course, which is nothing new for me. And I remember mowing her lawns, and she baked me a cake, and she said, thanks so much for mowing my lawns for me. Gave me a cake. Like, why? Why am I dreaming about that?
Is it because you and I, were we the only ones, because we were having a break and maybe we finally got to sleep in a little bit and be relaxed? Or is it a thing at the moment that everyone is having these weird dreams?
Nah, because speaking to a couple of mates and stuff like that who have been working and stuff like that through these times, they've been saying that they've been having like crazy, crazy vivid dreams as well. So it seems to be a thing that's going around at the moment. I don't know why and I can't explain. I'm not an expert.
Neither am I. I'm not no dream expert, but I think it would be interesting. So obviously you and I, we've been having these weird dreams. People we've spoken to from home, they've been having these weird dreams. But are people here in the GV, are you guys having strange, very clear dreams?
Yeah, make us feel more normal. Back us up this morning. Are we the only ones, or have you had weird dreams as well? You can vote right now. We have a poll up on the story on the Hit GV Instagram page, but Megan is in Tatura. Have your dreams been weird, Megan?
I've been having dreams about all my ex-boyfriends. And I have to wake up in the morning and think, oh,
did I really get back with him? Am I that stupid?
It's so weird, Megan, because I've been having very, very similar vivid dreams. I don't know if we have them a lot and we just don't remember them, or if for some reason we're starting to remember our dreams for whoever knows, you know, whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't know, but they're a little bit worrying at the moment.
Do you reckon it has something to do with isolation and COVID-19, or is it just timing?
I always look up my dreams. I'm really big on that, and search the meanings of them. And I think that everyone's having, well, it sounds like people are having like quite real or vivid dreams. And it's if we're a little bit anxious with everything that's going on at the moment, there's like kind of subtle reminders, or certain things mean, like things that you're dreaming mean certain things, and that's like your subconscious playing in your dreams.
Wow. Well, congratulations, Megan. You're getting back with your ex.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to see what the future holds.
We'll be at the wedding. Don't worry.
Thank you.
No worries at all, Megan.
And if we look at our poll, it's going up and up. A lot of people are having weird dreams. 70% of the GV is having strange dreams like us.
Well, I reckon what we do today is try track down a dream doctor or someone that...
dreamologist?
A dreamologist, if that's their official title.
I don't know.
We'll try to get them on the show tomorrow and find out what this is all about.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We do like to think that a fact a day keeps the doctor away. And it also keeps our knowledge quite broad at the moment.
I don't know.
Some facts that you can take into your household when you're hanging out and go, hey, I've got some fun facts.
We came out with a statement that it does keep the doctor away because I think it was me who said that. But then
I think it was you.
That was pre-corona though, so don't take this for gospel right now, I would say.
Look, I want to kick it off with one which I think is quite relevant at the moment because, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I know that I'm walking a lot more at the moment, getting my steps higher, and I think a lot of people are getting more steps into their day and exercising a lot more. So it'll be interesting to see if this fact changes over the coming months. Because the average person walks the equivalent of 5 laps around the world during their lifetime.
No way. That feels like a lot. If you've ever been on a plane overseas and how long that takes.
I haven't thought of it like that.
I'd love to know how big the world is. 5 laps.
5 laps. 5 laps.
Your body is a fascinating thing to be able to do that. How much do you reckon you've walked? Because you've been in isolation. Your walks have been extra long at the moment.
I reckon maybe, because I'm still only young, so it's not my lifetime, maybe I've clocked 3 laps now and I've only got 2 to go to get the average. So, and because I'm going to get 8 laps in my lifetime.
I'm 30 years old. Life can only slow down from here. So I guarantee I'm at that 4.5. So I've only got half a lap of the world to do and I'm safe. How's this?
Hopefully, at least.
Yeah, we hope. How's this for a fact? I've been eating a lot of fruit over the last few weeks because I'm trying to keep those vitamin C levels up, Herbs.
Beautiful.
A strawberry isn't a berry, but...
A strawberry isn't a... What?
But a banana and an avocado is.
No.
Don't ask me,
that one up.
Don't ask me to break it down. I haven't made that up. A strawberry isn't a berry, but a banana and avocado is. I don't know what determines a berry, so don't come to me for, you know... The fact behind the fact?
Because if you think of the berries, normally they're... Oh, no, raspberries have berries. I was trying to say, because you know how strawberries have this little seeds on the outside?
That's what I was going to say. Maybe it's because a strawberry is a fruit because of the seeds, but an avocado has a seed as well. Like I said, don't ask for the fact behind the fact. I just deliver the fact.
I'd love to be in our car right now and listening to it and us going, what are they going on about?
Well, someone probably knows the answer to that. If you do, send us a message, HitGV on Instagram.
And this one is an interesting fact I think we should end on. In 2005, here in Australia... Researchers published a study on the loss of teaspoons in workplaces.
Yeah, so this is should be. I'm so sick of going for my yogurt every morning and there's no teaspoons or even spoons in our
literally.
In our top drawer. How is it a thing? And did they have answers for it?
Though I haven't read the actual study yet, but I'm intrigued to get into the study and
Sorry,
find out what the results are.
Goulburn Valley, we should apologise. We forgot to mention before, a fact a day keeps the doctor away, but the fact behind the fact, we don't do that thing, do we?
We don't do the research at all.
Maybe we should, because then the doctor will stay away if we actually...
Yeah, if you have a teaspoon.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Over our break, we were actually contacted on our Facebook at Hit Goulburn Valley. trying to remember them after this break. And this message we received, I loved. And straight away I said, we've got to put that on our socials. And you might have seen it. It's both on our Instagram and in our Facebook page. And it's a picture of a local resident. She lives out in Maroopna. Her name's Dorothy. And she was celebrating her 82nd birthday. Now, we got sent the photo to say happy birthday to Dorothy because she'd set up her own. It's like a front yard party, I'd say, her own sign. It's great.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the photo now. Today is my 82nd birthday. It looks like her husband there, the man next to her, has made this huge sign. There's balloons on it. And next to her is another sign which says in massive writing, toot toot.
Exactly. So all Dot wanted is for people to drive past, give her a toot, and celebrate her birthday with her. And we've seen lots of these acts all across the world, but I love that this was here locally. And a lot of people got involved on the page. They wished Dorothy a happy birthday, and people drove by and said, just gave you a toot. So it was incredible to see. And one thing that I haven't shared with you, but this is what I really loved about this one as well, is that I received the message at around 10 a.m. in the morning. So Dorothy was up early, out the front with her bottle of bubbly, really celebrating her 82nd birthday.
When in quarantine.
The rules go out the window. So what we wanted to do after we received this, we thought this is a great way to see what the Goulburn Valley is getting up to. So if you are doing anything that you think is exciting, that you'd like other people to see, or even maybe you've been busy creating something, we'd love you to share your ideas with us. So send us your pics so then we can share them on our socials and let other people across the Goulburn Valley know what they can get up to during isolation.
Which is awesome. And just before we took our couple of weeks either side of Easter break, we did things like encourage people with the chalk drawings across the pavements, and we saw many of those pop up across the GV, which we did share on Hit GV Instagram and on our Facebook page as well.
It was beautiful to see, and we know it all started, I think, with the teddy bears. That was the big thing across Australia. So it's interesting to see what we can do here in the Goulburn Valley. We've done chalk. I've made Play-Doh. I'm giving you guys a recipe for that. But what else can we do? Please send us your pics because we'd love to share them. And if you're really great, we can get you on air.
Oh, absolutely. We want to get these ideas out there. Anything that makes people's days a little bit more entertained, a bit more bright as well, is what we're looking for here, isn't it?
And we didn't get to say it on air, but happy birthday, Dorothy.
Oh,
I hope your 82nd
birthday
was one that you'll remember forever.
I'm sure, no doubt, with the amount of toots, the amount of champagne that she consumed, it no doubt was, if old Dorothy could even remember. Hope she could.
82 is young.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.